What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful Select's Q&A podcast for July 12th, 2024. Let's jump right into it. Somebody says, when do you think they will debut Stephanie Vaquer? Well, she's going to be on this weekend's shows in Mexico. So pretty soon, I would imagine. Have you heard anything about Ricky Starks staying in WWE or staying in AEW or leaving for WWE? I don't think he's in position to as of right now. Any updates on Motor City Machine Guns in relation to WWE? Nope, not in relation to WWE or AEW. And somebody else asking what I think they have left in the tank. Plenty. They're very smart guys. They know how to work. They know how to cut promos. They know how to do a little bit of everything. They got a lot left in the tank. Do you know anything about the SummerSlam 2025 location? So we know that Minnesota's getting 2026. Cleveland got this year. I can't imagine they will turn around and bring SummerSlam to Indianapolis after Royal Rumble. So when you think SummerSlam, I would go, actually, one of the more, I wouldn't say temperamental weather cities, but for just so you know, I don't know where it's at. But if I were them, I would, you probably can't go Midwest again because you're going to be going right back there to Indianapolis. I would go maybe like Phoenix or something like that. Or, you know, maybe if Toronto turns around and wants a big show there, I would try to run the Rogers Center or something like that. What's your favorite burger franchise? Freddy's is pretty good. Cookout is pretty good. Those are a couple of my favorite. Where's Miro? He was in Europe for a while. He hadn't returned from injury. How much do we need to donate to charity for Effie to smooch you on the lips? I mean, if the match calls for it, the match calls for it. It's effectively an acting role. But please donate to the Dementia Society of America. I would greatly appreciate that. That's why I am doing the match with Effie, to raise donations for that. A cause near and dear to my heart. Are there any more plans to use Dark Order more consistently on AEW as opposed to their occasional ROH appearances? I could actually see them appearing on ROH more. Matthew Hooks of Hooked In Voiceover says, what is Koshay Erbe doing for AEW? Wasn't he brought in to be over marketing, live events and such? Feels like more is needed in those departments. He does a lot of their budget stuff as well. I mean, he's a COO. We're asked, do you do this from time to time on angles and stories? How well has the Tony Storm, Mariah May story been received overall, especially in light of the dramatic heel turn? It just AEW praise, or have you heard from others outside of AEW too? Yeah, I have. I've talked to, over, I would say 15, 16 people about this. Only one had like any type of criticism, and I don't think they understood it. I don't think they had been watching the story all the way through. It was a wrestler who's competing in Mexico, but they didn't seem to quite understand it. But other than that, it was universal praise. I would say 95% were in favor of it and screaming the praises across AEW, WWE, TNA, and the like. Any news on Roman making his return at SummerSlam? It's assumed. It's assumed, but not confirmed. What are the chances of Mexico having a PLE in the next 5 to 10 years? I'd be surprised if they didn't before that period. The next 5 to 10, I think, before that 5 to 10 window is what I think. Any word on when a member of the Wyatt Six will actually have a match? Would you prefer mask or no mask? I think it'll be no mask because I think the mask is more of a vehicle to be a part of the family than it is. They don't seem to be shying away from who these people are as of now. What's the plan for the Elite going into All In? I don't know, but it seems like Hangman and Okada are set for something. What is Zack Sabre Jr.'s contract looking like? Don't quote me, but I thought he had like at least another year or something. And again, not confirmed. Can you confirm the PWN report about Motor City Machine Guns having offers from both companies and leaning towards WWE? No, I can't. I know they've talked to both companies. Any news on the Jericho-Suzuki match? Well, no, not since Minoru Suzuki's injury. How and when do you think the storyline will develop about Christian working for the EVPs and Jack Perry being a member of the Elite? Do you think it will lead to a TNT Championship match at All In? Not with Christian. They had Trios Championship plans for Christian. But, I mean, I think with Christian, he would be proud of Jack Perry for finally doing exactly what it is he wanted Jack Perry to do all along. So, I don't think that they're poised for the same path. It seems there's a build to some plans with Finn Balor. Has there been any talk about working him back into the title picture again? I think by the time they work him into the situation with Damian Priest, the title won't be on Priest, but also he's got the tag team titles right now. So I haven't heard of that, but I do think it's a matter of time probably before they end up facing each other in some capacity. Any thoughts on when Jimmy Uso will return? I believe sooner than later, but I'm checking in on that. When do you think Julia and Stephanie Vaquer debut in NXT, and which one debuts first? I think Vaquer, because I think that Julia is still finishing up Marigold stuff or doing Marigold stuff. Are there any early plans for UK PLEs in 2025? I would be shocked if they didn't. I'd be very shocked if they didn't. Any info on potential interest from NXT towards Rio and the Tonga Twins? As far as Rio goes, I don't know. The Tonga Twins, I'd never heard of that. I don't know where that came from. I don't know where that talking point emerged from, but I haven't heard anything like that. In a hypothetical scenario, if Natalya were to sign with AEW, what dream matches would you book? Well, her and Mercedes isn't a dream match, but definitely Serena Deeb is one that I would like to see. I don't think she's going there, but that's one that I would for sure work in. Update on TNA securing a venue for live weekly TV. I know they were talking to some, and they were looking into Orlando and looking into a lot of other places, but I think that they will find something, and they'll probably do it for a little while and then end up going right back to what they're doing, which is taping in bulk. Do you see NXT going on the road more often with CW on the horizon? Possibly. There aren't dates booked in the Talent Relations app for a lot of the talent per Corey Brennan. So that could mean that maybe they're going on the road, or it could just mean they haven't updated it yet. Just finished Becky's book. Any suggestions to read from wrestlers? Jericho's first book is good. Bischoff's book was good. Nitro. The Nitro book is great. It's not from a wrestler, but they talk to like 150 people. Moxley's book was great. Bryan Danielson's was great. Tony trademark East West Express. I thought that was foreshadowing AEW bringing in indie wrestler Jordan Oliver. Though to my knowledge, he's yet to appear on AEW TV. Have you heard anything about that? Well, he ain't going to appear on AEW TV anytime soon because he unfortunately tore his ACL. I did ask him about it and didn't get an answer back because the word was he didn't know that was happening. So I was surprised he hasn't been signed yet, to be honest with you. Very surprised. So I don't have a lot of details on that, but yeah, I mean, it takes some time and effort and money to trademark things. I'm a middle school social studies teacher. I teach both social studies and computer science. I have a lot of students who are huge wrestling fans. Know any way I can get in contact with people from WWE or AEW to try to perhaps get a motivational message sent to the students and encourage them to have good school year or pop in visit as a way of giving the students something to always remember? I would suggest specifically trying to do that when they're near your city. If you're in a big city, it's more possible. If you're out away from a location that they run, it's very unlikely. As far as media and stuff like that, that's not a direction that we necessarily handle. But there are public relations and community events organizers that you can get in talks with or in touch with in order to make that more of a reality. Any new news on the AEW TV deal talks? Yeah, Tony was at a party with Zaslav last week or so. Last week. But I would imagine that deal is going to be announced within the next few months. I would imagine. Natty contract update. They're playing it close to the vest. I expect her to stay in WWE. I can't say that on a guarantee, though. What city would you guess would be the front runner to host the first Raw on Netflix? Well, I'm going to New York City on Christmas. With my luck, it'd be MSG or some shit like that. And then they wouldn't run December 26th. But I think Chicago would make an awful lot of sense for them. Is there real beef between Drew and Seth? Nope, not from what I've heard. Not from what I have heard. News on Evolution 2. I have seen and heard an awful lot of talent pushing for it and wanting it to happen. It wasn't a thing that Vince McMahon was really ever particularly interested in doing in the last 3.5-4 years that he was around. It wasn't something that was on the docket. I know that at the time it was like a self-fulfilling prophecy within the company because there were people in power that were like, oh, well, look, this only drew 10,500 or whatever, however many fans it was. Now WWE is way hotter, and they didn't necessarily promote it in the manner in which they should have. It should have been a big, big deal. I think it will happen again. There just hasn't been any movement or word on it. Any update on Bobby Lashley? Nope, not besides he's injured. How disappointing to AEW was the signing of Steph Vicker to WWE? I don't think they were as disappointed that she signed with WWE over them. I think it was more the disappointment in how the other obligations with New Japan and CMLL were not followed up on in that manner, because that was there's no benefit in screwing over CMLL if you're WWE. So that was something that I heard within the company. But I mean, they knew that Stephanie Vaquer had a really, really good WWE offer, and that's why they made her a really great AEW offer as well. Tony Khan seems to be open to the idea of Shane McMahon coming aboard. Do you know if there's been any conversations? I don't know if there have been between the two, but there have definitely been conversations about Shane McMahon. Internally, has AEW shown surprise or concern over the reactions Mercedes is getting? No, they knew. They knew that she could lean towards the heel route, and also, they leaned into it with the Britt Baker stuff, and I'm pretty sure Mercedes wanted to be a heel as well. What is the business relationship like between ROH and AEW? When ROH piggyback off an AEW tapings, does ROH contribute to production cost or pay AEW a fee? My friend, AEW just owns ROH outright. There is nothing like that happens. ROH is owned by Tony Khan, so... Is Toni Storm okay? She got cracked in the face with a shoe for real, it looked like. Yeah, she's a tough woman. People asking about Camille and if she could be Mercedes' a mystery challenger. Could. I don't think it would be a good idea, because I think you want a Camille to show up and win. You don't want a Camille to basically be like a Pokemon and get defeated in battle and captured, and then what? She becomes Mercedes heavy after that? Where do you go from there? And people asking where she is, chilling. It's about it. Just chilling. Have you spoken with any AEW talent who have voiced concerns over low live attendance and low ratings? I wouldn't say concerns. I mean, they all have, I don't want to say they all. Many have their thoughts on how to fix it or make them go up and the like, but nobody thinks that the company is like going out of business or anything like that. How do wrestler signings employment happen? Agents must negotiate money and dates, but is employment similar to other jobs in America with a background check, drug testing? Do companies get other employees to vouch for them? Any insight would be great. Well, it all varies. If it's like a per appearance or a tryout, sometimes you'll just be scouted and people will see your work and all of a sudden you'll get an opportunity, or maybe somebody will have vouched for you. Usually, wrestler signings are independent contractor agreements, and they have an agreed number of dates, the reimbursement, a maximum amount of dates, whether or not travel days are included in that as well. They'll obviously do a background check. That's what kept Jacob Fatu out for a long time, a couple others. Possible drug testing. It's funny you mentioned that. Drug testing is included or the possibility of being drug tested is included in these contracts. It doesn't always unfold like that. But there are also, you know, restrictions put in place over, you know, things to protect the company, keep them from looking bad in that sense. But like in wrestling, a lot of times it's being worked into their deals where you have to have media appearances approved or anything as that character, so to speak. But yeah, there's an awful lot to it. I have copies of numerous contracts that I could deep dive into a little bit more from AEW, WWE, TNA, all kinds of them. Do you know if the Wyatt Six are exclusive to Raw or if they're considered free agents? They are considered to be Raw talent right now, which, you know, doesn't quite make sense. Maybe they'll pop up on SmackDown soon, but have you heard anything more about AEW talent going to Japan, working more with Stardom? Yeah, that'll happen more. That'll definitely be happening more. Joe Hendry seems to be an overnight success, but has the wrestling industry seen him as eventually coming to a big star? Yeah, I mean, there's definite interest in capitalizing in what he's doing right now. And yes, people were talking about him 5 years ago as someone to keep an eye on because he had great stuff in ICW and ROH. And then unfortunately, when he got signed by ROH, the pandemic hit. And then when ROH came back, you know, they were ready to sell within a year after people started to go to shows again. But yeah, I think that if he can pick it up in the ring and increase his pace and do a few other things like that, he'll probably get some looks. But he's going to have to find another thing to catch on and another thing to catch on and then another thing to catch on. I think he's a lot more like later years Jericho than John Cena, as some people have compared him to. Did WWE trade something for Super Brawl or trademark something for Super Brawl? Yes, they did. Is the current version of NWA long for this world? Are they running off of Billy Corgan's money or are they solvent? They are running off of Billy Corgan's money. I don't know how they would make money. I mean, maybe ticket sales a little bit, but they don't get... I don't know what their deal is with CW. Maybe they're getting like a small rights fee or something. But it is very much Billy Corgan doing it to do it. Any update on Kenny Omega? Before we see him back, he'll need to, you know, get clear, get in shape, then get into wrestling shape and all that. I mean, they believe he'll come back, but you know, they're gonna take it easy on that because it was really, really bad. How closely does WWE monitor what is said on by talent outside podcasts, on outside podcast interviews? Has anyone ever caught heat for one? Yes, they have, but I've never heard of anybody catching heat for one that I've done personally. I've heard of WWE asking to edit a couple things out for other places, but I've not heard of anybody particularly getting heat of anything they said. I've gotten heat over questions that I've asked, for sure, but never heat on the talent. I mean, honestly, they would probably put the blame on the interviewer there. Is Noam Dar off TV for injury or visa issues? I believe injury issues. Update on Paul White's AEW status. Still technically there. Is there a chance the Sphere is used for any wrestling events during Mania Week? I don't expect that, but if I were them, I would. I would do Raw after Mania there and charge out the ass. I would charge like crazy for it if I were them. Just do it to do it. Be willing to break even on that one. But man, just do something crazy there. What are the creative plans for Randy Orton moving forward? I think honestly he'll end up facing Cody. It won't be a SummerSlam, but I think that he'll end up facing Cody. Are MXM mostly working ROH or a possibility AEW proper? Right now it's ROH. That was the plan of her or of them coming in, but maybe eventually AEW. Hey, SRS, what happened to Heath? He left TNA, I want to say October, November, and he works the occasional indie here and there. Like he worked in the Carolinas recently, Illinois, Tennessee, West Virginia, I think he did some stuff overseas earlier this year. But, yeah, he's working 2 or 3 times a month. I've seen reporting that Mercedes has creative control in AEW. I believe she told TMZ that earlier this week. Is that something you've confirmed? I would be shocked if that were true. She does a lot of her interviews heavily in character. We know that Effie is your next opponent. In the entire world of wrestling, who is your dream match? I'd like to team with Shaza. I mean, I'll be very transparent about this. Shaza took a real chance working with me after I had not wrestled for, 7, 8 years. I hadn't really wrestled. I'd trained a little bit, but not wrestled. So any time that I'm booked for anything, I'll usually ask the promoter, can I get her involved in some capacity? Because I'd like to get her a payday, obviously. And she took a real chance on me, so I'd like to team with her. Akira at Bloodsport is one that I would love to do. Akira is actually a deathmatch wrestler in MLW. But years ago, he drove to my middle of nowhere town and trained with my catch wrestling coach. And that put him on my radar immediately. And I watched his career since then. And Bloodsport is sort of the foundation of how I learned to wrestle, which is no ropes and largely ground-based, strike-based, all that stuff. Now, it's not usually what I do when I'm wrestling somebody like Effie or Shaza or doing a rumble match or anything like that, but that's how I learned to wrestle. So I'd love to do something like that or that style of match. Sean, in your opinion, why are there no new Scoopsters in the last 5 years? That's an interesting question. I don't know if it's a loaded question. We have seen some go on, and then they replied to themselves and said, prolific Scoopsters who do this as their main job. I do feel like this is a little loaded, but it's a fair question. Here's a pattern I always see, and I mean I always see it. And especially if you've worked in this line of work and you know how news is disseminated, where it comes from, how it's procured, the really likely situation around procuring big news, you can kind of see it. What I'll often see is some people, whether they might be fans or people that have aspirations for media or something like that, they will get a few like really good scoops, or they'll get like a rundown connection or something like that. We saw that several times in the past. And they will get some things right, and people will go, uh-oh, here we go, some good news. And then it comes to fruition, or the rundowns are accurate and things like that. And that's good. That's what you stick to until you get more accurate info or other additional sources. However, what I see, and it happens without fail, I've watched it happen to at least 10 to 12 different people who emerge sort of doing the scoops thing. They start to post things that are estimated guesses, educated guesses, or foregone conclusions, and they'll do it like far enough out to where when it inevitably happens, they can sort of demand credit or claim credit. They won't have had anybody that actually tells them that, and I've known in numerous instances because I know the subjects that they're talking about, but then they will sort of demand credit when that happens, and it's like, well, everybody kind of knew that was happening. You just sort of threw that out there. And that works for a little while. And that allows them to claim some of those stories. But then you'll look at other details that they'll mention, whether it be like replies to people, and they will sort of imply knowledge on things they don't have knowledge on. And that's where they end up getting figured out and eventually burn out. Unless you're like zero news where you just keep pretending that, you know, you've got something like that. But I mean, I think that a lot of people get addicted to the credit and being right in that sense. And listen, between myself and Mike and probably, you know, Dave and John Pollock and people like that, like there's not a lot of people we can't reach out to. And I'm not going to speak on the veracity or accuracy of anybody else. I can only speak to mine, but I can't tell you how many times I've seen people that did once have accurate information, and I'm not talking about Dave or Mike or anybody like that, and they'll report something about a person that I know and that I talk to regularly, and I just hit them up, and then bam, it's immediately debunked. Slow and steady is always the path. I know I'm sort of giving advice to potential replacements here, but people get too addicted to it. I know you guys aren't here for business talk, but man, I see it so much, and I badly, badly want more people to consistently report accurate news, because I'm confident in Fightful's ability to get additional details on things, even when we don't report stuff. Wow. Hey, to go back to a dream match question, I've been offered a match with an indie wrestler named Ron Mathis, and some of you might not know who he is, but he was one of the first indie wrestlers that I saw, and it was in this very small city of Moorhead, Kentucky, where I went to college, and man, he was so good. He was the highlight of that show. There weren't a lot of people there. It wasn't very loud, but like, he came up wrestling like Jon Moxley in HWA and stuff like that, but he was so vocal. That's what taught me to be so vocal in the ring, and man, he's so good. Eventually, if my body can hold up, I would like to do that one too. That'd be cool. Any update on Becky's contract or return? Nope. She is enjoying herself and liking her time off. Odds of New Japan putting the top belt on Zack Sabre Jr.? Yeah, I think it's possible. Do you think AEW's media deal will include the option to move Collision off Saturdays? I don't know if it'll include the option of that, but I don't doubt that you could see like a Thursday night 3-hour block of Rampage and Collision. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying I could see that. Sean, with the Evil Uno Allen Angels match coming up in the Indies, whatever happened to the Dark Order? Well, a lot of things happened to the Dark Order, unfortunately. Obviously, Brody passed away. They broke Preston Vance away, and not much has happened with him since. Stu Grayson was sort of let go, then brought back very briefly, and I think he's incredible, but things didn't work out between those two sides. They moved Anna Jay onto the Jericho Appreciation Society, which don't know if that helped her very much. Colt Cabana ended up moving on to other things and working backstage primarily. Ty Conti moved on and then had a kid, so she's not involved. Hangman Page was like sort of always connected to it, but you know, in an official capacity, moved well on past that. So now you got Evil Uno, Alex Reynolds, John Silver, Allen Angels bet on himself and left the company. I don't mind it as that trio, and I wish they'd get featured more. I think they are, outside of Brody Lee, and listen, Stu Grayson as well. I think those three are sort of the heart and soul of it. And I think that if you give them the opportunity, they would excel as a trios on AEW TV. I hope AEW Dark comes back for this reason. I really do. But I think there was a real missed opportunity there. And of late, they haven't been featured really at all. And that sucks. Do you see any legends that were previously off limits to due to Vince and lawsuits coming back into the WWE? Demolition, Marty Jannetty, Warlord, Barbarian. Marty Jannetty probably won't be put in the Hall of Fame. Demolition should be put in next year. Should be put in immediately. Immediately. When is Ricochet going to debut on AEW? Wouldn't surprise me to see it happening in the coming weeks, to be honest with you. I think that would be kind of cool. If there was a Women's Blood and Guts event this year, who would you want in the match? I would want it to carry over multiple stories. So, Deonna Purrazzo, Thunder Rosa, Britt Baker, Mercedes, Willow, Stat. I would find a way to get Camille and Megan Bain in there, and then probably Serena and somebody else. And Sheeta, I would say. You mentioned earlier that Joe Hendry's contract wasn't up anytime soon. Can you give any info on how long his deal might be? I'll ask if I can sort of convey that info, but it isn't anytime soon. Does TJ Wilson have a contract with WWE, or is that is longer than that of Natalya's? No, he's an employee. He can leave whenever he wants. Any big plans for Dynamite 250 next week beyond the three big matches they've announced? I know they're going to set up and finalize Blood and Guts because I'm, well, shit, they have to. It's in a couple weeks. But I would expect them to make a big impression. I mean, this month was very important for them for Dynamite. They are closing in on a TV deal. They don't have a pay-per-view until late August. So I know it was a very, very important month for them. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.